Fantastic time in Africa.
Hello, Mwapona Wodi. Welcome to today's show. This is the English to Africa service broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's program features my interview with Makumba. These six fellas hail from Victoria Falls. They're the newest, freshest sound to come out of Zimbabwe since 2012. That's when they unleashed their debut album, Rising Tide. Now, Makumba is poised to release its sophomore album, Luyando, and the guys are here to tell us about it and to perform live just for you Music Time in Africa listeners. Want to know what the hottest hits are in Nigeria? How about Cameroon? Well, stay tuned this hour and you'll find that out too. Ate Francis and Kate Ona present those reports. And then there's just jaw-dropping great music from Cape Verde, Ghana, Angola, Nigeria, and Kenya. So ladies and gentlemen, kick back, relax, and let's roll. Here's Lura with Maria.
Gorgeous. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Music Time in Africa.
This is Heather getting the show off the road with Maria by Laura from her 2009 album, Eclipse. I've got a great show for you today that features a nice studio session with Mukumba from Victoria Falls and two top hits reports from Cameroon and Nigeria. Plus, of course, jaw-dropping, foot-stomping good music. For example, this next song, Mansa, was awarded Song of the Year at the 2016 Vodafone Ghana Music Awards. That happened May 7th. The artist, Bisa Kade.
Highly spiritual.
Mansa, Ghana's official best song of the year of 2015 by Bisa Kade.
Hi, this is Lira from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, let's tune in with Kate Ona from Kano and find out what's hot in Nigeria. Hello, Heda. We have three top Nigerian songs hitting the music wave right now. Starting the show with this one from Jay Martins, Ekelebe, at number three. Jay Martins is a Nigerian musician, singer, songwriter, producer. His real name is Martins Okechukwu Joshua Kalu. He is best known for his song Oyoyo and Good or Bad. Jay Martins did release his fourth studio album titled Authentic last month, being March 21st, 2016. The project featured so many African stars like Fino, Faino, DJ Arafat, Ferigola, and Ninja High Life artist Rai Chimeze. He is an award-winning artist. Let's listen to our number three song of the week, Jay Martins featuring Ferigola of Democratic Republic of Congo, titled Ekelebe.
Jay Martins Ferigola. Nyomaka, nyoma, ale nyomaka, nyoma, nyomaka, nyoma.
Jay Martins. If you see my langa, when you see her, you go know. Say me, I like to jolly. Anytime she dey by my side, my langa na kalaba, baby. The girl you said no be small, no. If you love your woman, follow her, they go. My langa, they sweet me past tomato, just. My langa na African woman, correct, oh. My langa too fresh, my baby, yo, yo, yo.
That was Jay Martins, Ekelebe, at number three. Okay, moving on to our number two song for this week, Emergency by Debanj. Debanj is a Nigerian singer, songwriter, and an entrepreneur. He has won several music awards, including the World Music Best African Art at MTV Europe Music Award 2007, Artist of the Year at MTV African Music Award 2009. Wow! Best selling African artist at 2014 World Music Award and so many other awards. He actually adopted the name Debanj. It's the combination of his first name, Dapo, and his surname, Oyebanjo. Debanj is currently best known internationally for his 2012 summer hits titled Oliver Twist. Debanj unleashes the dragon on this Afrobeat style song titled Emergency. Give it up for Debanj, Emergency, at number two. Oh, shit!
I told you before, Bakali, listen.
Gone By was the music of the band titled Emergency. Before that, you did listen to something from Jay Martins, and that one was titled Ekelebe at number three spots. And for this week, Ricardo Banks Oluwani hold down the number one spot. Mervin Records artist Ricardo Banks is a singer, songwriter, and a performer. He won the controversial Next Rated Award at the Headies 2015. He was born December 1993. Ricardo Banks continued to hold on to the number one spot as the most played song on Nigerian radio.
By the way, they buzz brain.
Mervin.
Things on the beat, oh, who know, yeah, must hear. Yeah. Say Ricardo on this one, yeah. When me you there, when juice no there, to mix my gin, oh, oh. When me you there, when girls no grito, dance my disco, oh. When me you there, when upper no grito, shine the lights, oh. When me you there, when man no sleep, they walk all night. Turn jazzy sign, small boy. Small boy turn to biggie man. See my boy buy to my mouse. See my boy drive the kicker. Blessing follow this my boy. Oh, yeah. When me you, yes when me you. Down in the gutter back then when me you, yeah. When me you, when no BMW. Now nah, me stack a table, bank to W. I be happy at them come. Now my life you not get come.
I be at them come Chale, me I don't believe my power, yeah.
Oluwani, you don't see Oluwani.
Those are the top three Niger songs of the week. This is Kate Ona, also known as Omalicha from Kano, Nigerian, for Music Time in Africa.
Wow, thanks, Kate. That was great.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
As I've mentioned before, today's special guest is Makumba. The band came in the studio here at VOA headquarters in Washington on April 6th. We had a great time, and you're gonna love them. Let's meet the guys and listen to the first song in a set of three that we'll hear later on and throughout the show.
Hey, Abundance, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Thanks so much.
I'm so excited to have you here. Would you mind, before we start, having everybody introduce themselves?
Okay, yeah. Starting with myself, I'm Abundance Mtori, and I play the bass guitar in the band.
My name is Matthias Mozaza. I'm the lead singer.
My name is Ndabakosta Moya. I'm the drummer.
My name is Mitim Gande. I'm the percussionist.
I'm Trust Samin, the lead guitarist.
I'm Donald Moyo, the keyboardist.
What is the first song you're going to play for us?
Okay, it's from our new upcoming album, which is an acoustic album like we're playing now. And the first song is called Kumkanda, where we are asking other tribes, you know, all the tribes of the world, to come and learn about our musical styles and way of doing things.
This is Music Time in Africa. You're listening to a studio session and interview with Makumba, recorded April 6th.
You guys are awesome. Wow. I love it. Love it. You're even better live than you are on your album. You're really beautiful. So to get this gorgeous uniform sound, your harmonies are beautiful. Your playing is so in sync. How long have you guys been playing together?
Now it's been like professionally playing together. It's been like 10 years. But coming from Victoria Falls, this is our town, all the six of us, and we grew up there, going to the same schools, and so we've been friends before playing professionally together.
And you know each other's families and
yes, everybody. Yes, for sure.
So, Matthias,
yeah.
I love your voice.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
It has different qualities. Sometimes it sounds like you've got two voices going on at the same time. Is this something you have distinctively your own, or is it something like an aesthetic that a lot of people from your area try to sing like?
Yeah, I know this is a culture. So this is a Lubale Tonga. This is what we are doing every time when we are in the bush. Yeah, so this is a culture thing. So yes.
Even though you have a specifically beautiful voice, many people in your area, Tonga, because that's the language you speak and that's your ethnic group, right?
Yeah,
Tonga.
Yes, Tonga.
So Lubale. Many of you sing like that.
Yes.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Okay, great. So that is Makumba.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Now, we'll return to Makumba in a moment, but first let's go back to 1995. Here's Eduardo Paim with Amina Vizna, My Neighbor. He sings, I lose my cool whenever I come across her. Ah, that hypnotic walk, beautiful body and pretty face.
Thank you. ela passa rapaziada começa a apontar. Ela chama graça, redobro gingar. Seus lábios sorrindo,
ai que corpo lindo,
beleza sem par. E pra completar tem um olhar de enfeitiçar. A minha vizinha,
ai ela é bom, ela é um pito.
Quando cruzo com ela,
fica nua, fica frito.
Ai, essa minha vizinha,
ai ela é bom, ela é um pito.
Quando cruzo com ela,
fica nua, fica frito.
Ela é bonita,
é toda gatita.
Beleza que toca, choca, provoca, traz água na boca. Garota jungona, alta latona, bem torradinha. Ai, quem me dera que ela fosse minha, a minha vizinha.
Ai, ela é bom, ela é um pito.
Quando cruzo com ela,
viva doa, viva frio.
Ai, 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 a minha vizinha.
Ai, ela é bom, ela é um pito.
Quando cruzo com ela,
was Eduardo Pañi, the father of Kizomba, with Amina Vizna.
It's Music Time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
musictime@voanews.com.
All right, now we're back with Makumba. I interviewed this close-knit band from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe, in Studio 4 right here at VOA on April 6th. All six of them in my tiny little studio. They begin here with their second song called Mabemba. Here's Abundance, the leader and spokesperson of the group.
The next song is called Mabemba. Boys go for initiation process from becoming boys to men. So this song, Mabemba, is talking about that, you know, to have the feeling of the boys when they are in the bush and what we learn from this.
Okay. Before you go on, are you expressing fear or pride or a mixture?
Yes. A mixture of all, because when you're going for the bush for this training from becoming boys to men, you go like at an early age, you know, around maybe 12 years. So at that time, you know, you're not be really grown up. So you're afraid and you don't know what's going to happen to you. But it's only a process where you learn a lot of stuff from the elderly people in the culture, becoming a man in the culture, musical styles and way to handle yourself. So
it's a mixture of that. How long do you spend in the...
Mainly 6 months. That's a long time. Yeah. Great. Mainly the elderly people send you there to go and learn about the culture so that you become strong in your culture and you know your beliefs and everything.
Do you think that all of Zimbabweans do that in your
really.
Area?
It's really specifically from our culture, which is the Tonga, Lubale, and Nyanja and the other tribes.
Mawe mbaye Mawe mbaye Nali menegenya Nali menegenya Wambataka mwadhi Nali nyenyenga Mawe mbaye Nali menegenya Nali menegenya Wambata malonga Nali nyenyenga Mawimbaye Mawimbaye Nali menegenya Nali menegenya Wambata kamothi Nali nyenjenga
Okay, hey, this is Mukumba, ladies and gentlemen, in a taped live session with me on April 6th, right here in Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell. How many of you men listening go through a similar initiation program? If you want to share, message me. Tell me about the music you learn and the other interesting things that make you men when you're out there in the bush. Awesome.
By the way, they boss brain.
Since Kate Ona presented her top three Nigerian hits, I can't get Oluwani out of my mind. In case you forgot, the song by Ricardo Banks is the most played song on the radio right now in Nigeria. So, let's hear the whole thing. Yeah!
All teams on the beat, oh, no, yeah, must hear. Say Ricardo on this one, yeah. When me you there, when just not there, to mix my gene, oh, oh. When me you there, when girls no grito, dance my disco, oh. When me you there, when up and no grito, shine the light, oh. When me you there, when man no sleep, they walk all night. Don't just sign, small boy. Small boy done, the biggie man. Summer boy bye, you mama house. Summer boy drive, we kick out. Blessing follow this my boy, yo. When me you, yes, when me you. Down in the gutter back then, when me you, yeah. When me you, when no BMW. Now I'm Mr. Cafe Bule, Banky W, yeah. I'll be here them come, huh? Now my life you not get come, huh? I'll be here them come, huh? Chale, me I no believe my power, yeah. Oluwani, you don't see Oluwani. Oluwani, shebi you don't see Oluwani. Oluwani, shebi tiri Oluwani. Oluwani, shebi you don't see Oluwani. When me you there, when juice no there, to mix my gin, oh, oh. When me you there, when girls no grito, dance my disco, oh. When me you there, when upper no grito, shine the light, oh. When me you there, when man no sleep, they walk all night, oh. All of my people don't make them. All of my guys and my girls, everybody don't make them. Shabby na God, they bless them. Shabby na God, Baba God, na him just they bless them. All of my guys, they relate. All of the guys, where they hate, all of them, they relate to. All of the girls, them run over here. All of the girls, them run over here, yeah. Oluwani, you don't see Oluwani. Oluwani, Shabby, you don't see Oluwani. Oluwani, Shabby, tiri Oluwani. Oluwani, shebi you don't see Oluwani. When me you there, when juice no there, to mix my gin, oh, oh. When me you there, when girls no grito, dance my disco, oh. When me you there, when napa no grito, shine the light, oh. When me you there, when man no sleep, they walk all night, oh. It's my boy. It's my boy done, the biggie man. Summer boy bye, you mama house. Summer boy drive, we kick out. Blessing follow this my boy, oh, yeah.
Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
VOA.
Hello, darling radio fans. This is Heather Maxwell, right in the thick of the program. Now, let's get to the bottom of what is hottest in Cameroon right now with Ate Francis.
Je sais, c'est pas facile, c'est difficile, mais il faut pardonner.
Hi there, Heather. Welcome to Cameroon's political capital, Yaoundé, where today we bring you some of those songs that are topping the charts at this period in the country. As you know, Cameroonian artists are very talented and quite a number of them have released new musical albums that are doing fine. But the three most popular songs of the moment here include, at the third position, a song titled Il faut pardonner by Cameroon's most prolific musician, Petit Pays. In this song, Petit Pays is calling for forgiveness among couples, saying that sorry is a small word that is difficult to say but can just do the trick to mend relationships. At the second position is the group X Malaya with the song they entitled Dumba. The song calls for caution in all relationships, as they say, the duck you feed may someday bite you. At the top this week is Cameroonian Paris-based female singer Charlotte Dipanda in a piece that has already won some international award. The song is titled Elle ne l'a pas vu. Lobeni mumusima sidimiana nika enu wanyambe na bele mo tumimbumi tumbande bate ya moe tube alabetomba sila netomba we a mama miyomba we mama n'a pas vu non 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 mama ne l'a pas vu non non non. That song is a tribute to the mother and by extension to all mothers in Africa whom she says work extra hard to bring up their children but sometimes do not live long enough to enjoy the fruits of their labor. That song brought home several trophies during the last AFRIMA Awards in Lagos, Nigeria. Well, Hida, that will be it from Yaoundé, Cameroon. I have been Ate Francis for Music Time in Africa.
Wow, wow, wow! That is some beautiful music. Makes me want to return to Cameroon. Okay, anyway, as you know by now, my special guest is the band Mukumba, who came to VOA to interview and perform for us. I have one more live song from that session for you, but first let's find out more about them. What brought them to Washington? What can we expect from their new album? And what's behind the name of the group? So tell me what brings you to Washington.
Okay, yeah, we're like on a small tour of the U.S. and Canada. So tonight we are here in Washington and we are playing at the Hill Center tonight.
After Washington, where do you go?
Our last concert is going to be in Savannah. So we're going to finish in Savannah and go back to Zimbabwe.
How do you feel about going back home?
Yeah, we feel excited. I mean, it's good to come here and share our music with this continent and also to go back home and see our families and also to play back home again.
Where do you play when you're at home?
No, the local clubs, the festivals also happening, and in Harare there's a big festival called Haifa Festival. We usually play there, and there are some venues that are there that we usually play. Also, when you go back to Victoria Falls is a tourist town, so when we go back there, we also have concerts up there and also play regionally again. Yeah.
Now, this guy here, the drummer, what's your name again?
Daba Costa Moyo.
Daba Costa?
Yeah, Moyo.
That's a long name. Moyo. Do they call you Daba for short?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I heard you going like this when I said, how do you feel about going back to Zimbabwe? Tell me why.
I feel excited because, it's a long journey from Harare.
I miss my family to here to United States. So when I'm going back home, I'm going to my mother and my children because I have two kids.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. It's great to love your hometown, isn't it?
Yes.
You're listening to a studio session and interview with Mokumba, recorded April 6th.
You have a new album in the works.
Yes.
Tell me.
Yeah. Okay, so our new album in the works, it's more like an acoustic feel, like the setup that we're playing right here. And with this acoustic set, we thought of having this stripped-down concert that people can really feel our tradition and culture, you know, and how we sing in our culture and how we play our instruments. And so the title track of this album will be called Luyando, which means Mother in Love.
So when will that come out and how can people get it?
Anytime soon. I mean, maybe in a month's time or two. It's just being mastered and mixed right now. We were in studio just 2 months ago. So now it's just being perfected out. And people can get it. I think we'll put it on iTunes. And if you follow us on Facebook and on our email, you will get to know when it's out and you can find it.
Okay. So people can reach you guys on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all of that.
Yeah.
Do you stay pretty active on that? Or
yes, we are active on that, yeah.
I also wanted to ask you about the name of your group, Mokumba. Does that have a specific meaning?
Yeah, Mokumba means the vibrant life that we get from the Zambezi River, which is one of the biggest rivers from Victoria Falls and also is recognized around the world. So Mokumba means the vibrant life that we get from that river because it has been so important to our culture from long ago and up to now. Yes.
Are you pretty much the ambassador for the Tonga?
Yes, yes. This is why also we thought of, you know, becoming the ambassadors of our own language, tradition and culture, both in Zimbabwe, outside Zimbabwe, in Africa and outside the whole world.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa.
VOA. Hello, hello, Mwapona Wodi, as they say in Tonga. Here's the last part of my interview with Mokumba. It ends with another stunning song, Njoka.
The song that I'm going to give you now, it's from the latest album that we just did, and it's called Njoka, which is like a story that we are telling like young people to listen to elderly people when they give you like advice because they've been through a lot, and that helps you as a young person in growing up.
Love it. You know, as you were playing that, I was wondering what the vibe is when you're in Harare at a club. Can somebody describe a good night when you're jamming?
People go crazy because they haven't been introduced to this style of music in Zimbabwe, because that hasn't been the dominant style of music happening in Zimbabwe. So from the time we started and now, I mean, the audience has been growing quite crazy, and audience has been growing rapidly all the time. And people are like, wow, we never knew that in Zimbabwe we've got the style of music coming from Victoria Falls. So it's getting big and huge.
That's amazing. And how would you describe your style?
Okay, we describe our style like Afrofusion, because from Victoria Falls, the town where we come from, it's also a border town to other southern African countries. And there's a lot of other Pan-African sounds happening there. It's just kind of like a melting pot of different styles of music. And so we thought of taking our own tradition and culture, the Tonga, the Lubale, and the Nyanja, and to fuse it with all these Pan-African sounds that we also grew up listening to and that we have all around, to have a wide range of audience who listen to our music, old and young, as our own size.
Well, thank you, Abundance, and every member of the great Mukumba band. They're going strong. You've been together since childhood, and I hope that you stay together for years and years to come. Thanks so much for joining me here in Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America.
Thank you.
Okay, that wraps up my featured interview with the artist Mukumba. But there's more great music, people. Here's Surayako by Sauti Sol from Kenya. Nimekuchagua wewe, nikupende. Mama, sitaki mwingine, aushi usiniache, usinitende. Mama, usipende mwingine. Moyo wangu ni mwepesi, umenikalia chapati, nafanya vituko kama chizi, kukupenda sitasizi. Vituko kama chizi, kukupenda sita sizi. Sura yako mzuri mama,
mzuri mama, mzuri mama, mzuri mama.
Na tabasamu lako maua, mzuri
mama, mzuri mama.
Na sura yako mzuri mama,
mzuri mama, mzuri mama.
Na tabasamu lako maua.
right, that was Sauti Sol with Surayako. Oh, and if you like this music, make a special effort to tune in next Sunday. I'll have a special report from Nairobi that features an exclusive interview just for Music Time in Africa listeners and more of their great music. Well, time to say goodbye for this week, friends. Thanks so much for sharing this hour with me. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thanks to Kate Ona and Ate Francis for their reports on the top three in Nigeria and Cameroon. And of course, thanks to Mukumba for joining me in the studio and sharing their wonderful music. Please come back next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Peace and love, Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America.